Now it's time for a quick Q&A. So today's question comes from Caleb. He says, my name is Caleb. I've been listening to your podcast for about 6 months now. I'm 16 years old, and it's such a blessing to have such biblical advice on all aspects of relationships. I appreciate all the topics you discuss, but I was wondering if you guys could talk about a dating and getting into a relationship for a teenage person. There's a girl that is 17 at my church that I've been friends with for about 3 years, and I would like to hear your input on getting into a dating relationship after becoming friends with the person for a while. However, God willing, I do not want to wait until I'm at least 18 before I do anything, so I would greatly appreciate your feedback.
So, thanks, Caleb. I'm thinking the same thing. Caleb, I'm really glad that you wrote in, and we love to hear from you guys, so definitely go to the website. Ask your questions. You can always go to our social media accounts and ask a question there. I'm at Brian E. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, K-E-O-N-T-E, McDonald, like the
Well, fine, B-R-I-A-N, you know, Wallace, like William
well,
Wallace.
Well, Keontae is little, I don't know. Ain't too many Keontae's walking around.
So Caleb, man, there's so much meat that you have here. First, I just love your heart. And I think with you having the right heart, that's always the first step. Mm-hmm. You want to have a heart for God. You want to have a heart for learning. So by the sheer fact that you are listening and trying to grow and understand relationships before you step into a deep relationship already says a lot about the success that you're going to have. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to dating, and I'm a big believer, and you know, Keontae, you can give your thoughts on this, is I'm a big believer of starting off as friends, you know, building from a friendship. Now, there's different aspects of that because let's say you're strangers, right?
Yeah.
And as you're strangers, this happens a lot. You know, you kind of pick up. So you see them, they see you. You don't really know each other, but you holla. You know, I'm using slang terms right now. But I'm just saying you know, you're like, hey, hello, I like you.
Right.
And but even as you do that, and even the initial approach of that relationship or that connection was based off of me liking you and you liking me, you still build from friends.
Right.
Because you don't know each other. And that's where I go back to data collecting friendships. View dating as data collecting friendships. Mm-hmm. So yes, you're talking, but here's a key thing about the data collecting friendships and what makes you more than just a casual friend is that there's an understanding that I like you and you like me. There's an interest in one another. Mm-hmm. And so as you're asking this question, what I would encourage you to do is begin to share with this person possibly the interest that you have in them.
Right.
Because otherwise you want to be careful that you're building up these feelings and it sounds like you might have had these feelings for a while now, but this person has no idea that you feel this way. And it can be intimidating. And I know I'm going really long, man. I'm sorry about that. But it can be intimidating where you don't really, you know, it's like, I don't really want to let them know how I feel because if I do, they might say no. They might say, I don't feel the same way.
Right.
And so therefore, we're allowing fear to control our lives. Mm-hmm. You would much rather share and communicate how you feel and have them possibly say no, or I'm not interested, I don't see you that way, so you can move on with your feelings.
Exactly.
So I'll stop. I know we got a little bit more. Give me your thoughts, man.
The end of that is just right where I was going. I was like, you don't want to waste that time because that time you're wasting just keeping those feelings inside. Like, you could be, if she gave you a no, you have enough time to go out and pursue somebody else or just, you know, live your life until somebody else comes. You know what I mean?
Right.
At 17, you know, it's, like I said, it's not the end of the world that you just need to get somebody with you. You know what I mean? It's not like a clock is ticking for you. You know what I mean? But just like you said, at that point in time, you want to express your feelings as soon as possible. You know what I mean? And because that's going to give you the gauge of whether she says yes, whether she says no. You know, you can continue to live your life because you have so much life to live at 17.
Right. And you'd much rather know. And what's going to happen is you're going to grow from those experiences.
Exactly.
And so don't view, and we actually talked about this a couple of weeks ago, don't view rejection as a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it just means that there's not an interest there. It's kind of like, you know, you don't view when somebody says, I don't really want McDonald's. You know, it's a bad thing. They don't really care for McDonald's. They like In-N-Out, or they like Carl's Jr. or something, you know. And so it, just understand that people have preferences, and they have different preferences, and that's okay. But you'll learn from those experiences, because you might totally put your foot in your mouth the first time you try to tell somebody that you like them.
Yeah.
But you'll never learn how to not put your foot in your mouth. You'll never learn how to kind of smooth it out a little bit if you don't take those opportunities.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And also, Caleb, man, look, I'll tell you like this. I was 17 once, and I got at a girl, and we've been married for 8 years now.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you never know in those instances when you get that confidence and you actually step up, you know, and start that dialogue, that could be a blessing to your life, you know, just like what my wife is.
And that's the key thing I want to stress, especially at this age. Just dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Because what ends up happening is sometimes people at 16 and 17, they're going into like courting.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like you're mine, I'm yours, and they don't even have a thought of marriage in their mind.
Yeah.
And so what you're trying to do right now, you're trying to do data collecting. You're in that data collecting, you're starting to talk, and in that talking, you just want to begin to communicate. You're still friends, and tell her that. You're not trying to rush and do different things. I just want you to know that I like you.
Right.
I think you're a great person. I want to know if you feel the same. And from there, you begin to build a more intimate friendship with one another. And maybe now you're talking on the phone, whereas before you really didn't talk on the phone. Maybe you might go out on a date or two, and you're still just friends. You're still just enjoying one another in that friendship with an understanding that you both are digging each other, that you both like each other. And then from that information, you'll gain enough information. It might be a year that's passed from there that it's like, okay, we want to go deeper. We want to make this more of an exclusive thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually hoping we can do a full podcast on this.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And kind of talk about friendship or friends to dating.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool
title. That's a good one.
So maybe look for that. We'll do that one maybe in a couple of weeks. So going from friends to dating.
Yeah.
So did you have any other thoughts for Caleb?
Nah, man. Like I just said, man, just, you know, yeah, get over that fear, man, and just step out. You know, step out on faith.
Right. What's the worst you gonna say? No.
Right.
Man, there's so many, obviously, there's so many people that you're like, I did not see you guys getting together.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's like, how? Like, wait. Like, you know, but it's just because a lot of times men are intimidated by certain type of women.
Yeah.
And as a result, you would think that people are constantly approaching this women. So it's like, what chance do I have? First off, you need to believe in God and believe, you know, what you have. You have something to offer. Okay.
Yeah. And that's funny. The funny thing is now that me and my wife have been married for so long, we're looking on Facebook and we see people that we went to high school with. Now they're getting engaged, but they're having stories like, oh, I've always liked you since high school. If they would have initially just took that time, they wouldn't have wasted 8 years to get to this point.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So.
All right, so man, we're right back. We want to hear how that goes and what that experience is like, whether or not if she responds positively or negatively, we want to hear about it. And we have no doubt that no matter what happens, because you step out, you're going to grow as a person, an individual. Father, we love you. We thank you. Father, bless Caleb, and thank you for his heart. I thank you for others like his heart. I thank you for our listeners. We ask all these things just in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget to go to the website, Simplify Complexity, and share your questions. We would love to answer them.